Hello, my name's Emma. This is the Rock and Roll Britannia Show on RDU 98.5 FM. And we have got NATO from Beast Wars on. Hi, NATO.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm flimmin' great, thanks. How about yourself?
Very good, very good. Perfect time. We just played Beast Wars' Call to the Mountain, which is an amazing song.
Oh, well, that'll wake everyone up.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you're coming to Christchurch and you're playing at the Blue Smoke on Saturday?
Yes. Yeah, it's part of the 10th anniversary tour we're doing for our first album. And unfortunately, if you just heard that song and you're thinking, oh, God, I want to check that out, it's sold out. Thank you, anyone who's bought a ticket already.
Beast Wars are sold out?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great to see you.
We sold out a long time ago.
I bet you did.
That's how long goes.
Now, Beast Wars has been around for quite some time now, and I mean, you started off playing the bass, that's correct, NATO?
Yeah, I always wanted to be a drummer and started Beast Wars just so I could play the drums, pretty much. It was, I met Clayton, a guitarist, at a bar, and we were like the same sort of music, and he said that he was keen to start a band, and I was like, well, I've always wanted to play the drums, so that's what we did.
Yeah, that's great.
I had to learn how to play in front of people.
Yeah, exactly. Bit of a sensitive topic. Matt had, the front singer had cancer and you guys couldn't play for about, I think it was 6 months. How did that affect your music? Because I read a few articles and how it kind of really sort of influenced the sound and sort of changed it a little bit. Would I be right in saying that, NATO?
Yeah, I think how it influenced the band is in the band broke up after our third record, and we all did not like each other very much.
Happens, yeah.
Yeah, and then I moved overseas, moved to London for a couple of years, and then he got sick, and then we started all talking again, and then realised that, you know, when someone who has been one of your best friends, there's a chance of them dying, you kind of reassess the things that the grudge you may have been holding against them is probably not as worthwhile holding on to.
Sure, sure. That's really cool. And thank God you guys did, because of this amazing music we listen to with Beast Wars. I mean, it's such an amazing band. Naturally, I don't gravitate towards heavy metal. However, Beast Wars has such a clean sound. How do you, you know, define that really nice clean sound with Beast Wars versus other heavy metal bands?
Oh, well, I don't. Something that I kind of find with Matt's vocals is that even though it's quite a gruff sounding voice, there's still kind of hooks. There's melodic hooks in the music, which, you know, you could probably hum our songs, whereas some metal bands you can't hum along. And I think that's maybe subconsciously why some people kind of dig it if they don't like other music, because you know, hidden in there are melodic hooks.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice to listen to it. I find it quite nice to sort of even work to. It's just a really nice sound. You've done some stuff with Fly My Pretties as well, haven't you?
Not me.
You didn't play with Fly My Pretties?
No, there's another guy. Same name.
I got that confused. Sorry about that, NATO. If you were stuck on an island and had to take three things with you, what would they be?
My wife, first
good,
up.
Good answer.
I would probably take some food.
Yeah.
And
any particular kind of food, or just?
Just an infinite supply of delicious food. I got to do something fun. Oh, maybe a puppy.
A puppy.
He's a puppy forever.
Excellent. And who are you listening to at the moment? Who sort of are you listening to? NZ Music. Obviously, it's New Zealand Music Month. Any good music bands you listen to, New Zealand ones?
I've been listening to the Gordons. I'm excited about the reissue. It comes out tomorrow. I love all the support bands we've got on this tour, like Demons of Known. Were amazing up in Auckland. It was like their third ever show, and they played to like 800 people supporting us on last Saturday in Auckland at Power Station. And Earth Tongue, obviously, amazing.
Yeah.
Love those guys, and I'm so happy they agreed to come on tour with a bunch of old fogies like us.
I wasn't going to say that, Nato. Pieces of Molly, you a bit of a fan of Pieces of Molly as well? Because they were going to play with you originally, weren't they, and before the whole boring COVID.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a rocky road to get to this point. I think we're first booked to play at Blue Smoke in August or July or something. I think it was going to be like a warm-up show before we went to Europe to do a tour. And then obviously the COVID hit and our European tour got cancelled as well as everything else.
Yeah.
And then we got asked to play at Isaac Theatre. And we were kind of looking forward to that show. But that was a funny thing because I went and saw a band, I think it was the Phoenix Foundation, play at a theatre here in Wellington. And I was like, I actually don't want to have that separation from the crowd.
Sure.
That whole theatre, I mean, it would have been beautiful to play there, but I didn't feel a connection with the band, that's what I enjoy about our band, Beast Wars, is the connection we have with our fans. So we thought, let's go back to the original plan, the original booking we had at Blue Smoke, and just cram everyone in there and do a punk rock gig rather than a theatre show, which would have been amazing, and I appreciate those guys for booking us, but we just had to do what was felt right for us and our fans.
Yeah, brilliant. And Blue Smoke is it's a great venue, and
one of the best in the country.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah. And shout out to Jess, who does an amazing job with that place. She's wonderful. That's really exciting. So you're excited about coming down. You're excited about playing at Blue Smoke. What else have you got planned for the rest of the year?
Well, we currently working on an amazing music video for two new songs. We were supposed to have a 7-inch of two songs which we wrote back in 2009, 2010. Mm. Two songs which were going to be on our first record but didn't make it on for some reason or another. So we re-recorded them recently, and that's getting pressed on 7-inch, which we were hoping was going to be ready for this tour, but it's not ready. So we will be doing something in a few months when that comes out, music video, maybe a show or two, I'm not sure what the story is.
Yeah.
And getting that out, and I'm quite excited for people to hear these songs. It's like one of the first songs we ever wrote, and I'm really proud of it, and I'm really happy that people are going to get to hear it.
That's awesome. And when do you think we'll be able to go back overseas and start travelling? I think probably a good two years away, maybe?
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I'm just seeing all these massive bands announcing tours for the end of the year, and I'm like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I just saw one, Korn today, has announced all these shows in the States for October or something. I was like, you reckon that's going to happen?
he's optimistic.
Mind you, their vaccinations in America are going a lot faster than in New Zealand, so, you know, maybe if you turn up and you got show that you've been vaccinated and you don't have you're not carrying COVID, then maybe that's they can have their gigs.
Yeah,
it'd be amazing. I'd be really happy.
Is Beast Wars still based in Wellington?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. We're still here.
That's good. There's quite a few good bands coming out of Wellington at the moment as well. There's another band, Seamouse. They've come. They're starting to sort of emerge out of Wellington. A nice little band.
I just saw them for the first time. I play in another band called End Boss, and we did a show with Seamouse a couple of weeks ago, and they were high energy.
They're brilliant, aren't they? Yeah, I saw them.
I'll never have them play with Beast Wars because they'd blow us off the stage with their high tempo, energetic abilities.
I'll tell them that next time I see them.
Calm it down a bit, guys.
We're only old guys.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what else, anything else that you guys are up to this year? And obviously you've got the new songs coming out. That's really exciting. Hopefully do some more tours. Where are you off to after Christchurch? Are you back up north?
We do Dunedin on Friday.
Yep.
And then the weekend after that, we're doing Nelson. We played Nelson 18 months ago, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So we just thought, we're going to go back to Nelson. I think it's kind of been left off the touring circuit for a few years.
Sure.
From bands, maybe there wasn't an appropriate venue or whatever. But we're just playing at a little pub. We're just going to ramble our gear in the corner of a room and play.
You're pretty good at ramming all your gear into small rooms, aren't you, Nato? Small houses, small rooms.
I think maybe your 21st.
Yeah, but I think you did play at my 21st years ago at, in Ponsonby in Auckland. That was
how would I ever forget that?
That was a good night.
It was a good night. Yeah, my long-standing memory, and it was a life lesson that I learned after that gig, is that we were flying, and I thought I'd booked flights for 7 p.m. the next day. But they were actually at 6 7 a.m., so we had to, like, get up very early or actually sleep at night.
I don't think many people went to bed that night. You're probably still up partying.
Yes, that's what I half remember.
That was awesome. What are those guys up to these days? Are they still around, or are they the Peso guys?
Yeah, I see a couple of them occasionally.
Yeah,
they're all doing good, you know, settled down, have families and whatnot.
Lovely. Yeah, well, if you see them, say hi from me. And
I will do.
Yeah, definitely say hi from me. Nato, thank you so much for coming on the show. Blue Smoke, unfortunately, sold out. But I imagine it's going to be an absolutely amazing show. There's one guy who I know is going to be completely besotted that you guys are there, a man called Stephen from Littleton Coffee Co. Big shout out to Stephen. He's a massive fan of yours, and he literally wears a Beast Wars T-shirt every day at his cafe.
Wow.
In Littleton,
right.
Yeah. So if you're around the next day and need a really great coffee, go see Stephen at Littleton Coffee Co. And he absolutely loves you guys. That's so exciting. Thank you so much for coming on. And have a great show on Saturday night. I'm going to be there, which I'm really excited about. So looking forward to seeing you guys. And have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you so much, Emma. And thanks to you for all your support over the years. I really appreciate it.
We love you guys. I'm going to play the Gordons' Future Shock. How does that sound, Nato?
Sounds awesome.
Thank you. Rock and Roll Britannia Show on RDU 98.5 FM. You just listened to Best Wars Nato.